Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this evening, is Don't Forget to Look After Me. Based on our epistle lesson from Romans chapter 8, I'll read you the first two verses. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? So far the text. Again, our theme, don't forget to look after me. If you're looking for the sermon outline, there is none tonight. This beautiful passage from Romans chapter 8 is one of the most comforting passages in the entire Bible. It speaks of being in God's care. It reminds us that God is strong, and as our title suggests, God will look after you. Tonight's message comes in the form of a story sermon. It's a story that I'll share with you, but as Luther would say, in, with, and under the story is a message for each of us. It's a story about a mentally slow boy, a teenager named Billy Jack. Again, our title is Don't Forget to Look After Me. It was on an airplane trip when the person in the seat next to me said, "Good, I'm glad you're sitting next to me. Sometimes I throw up." Not exactly what you want to hear from your seatmate on an airplane with a long ride in front of you. But before I had a chance to store my bag in the overhead compartment, I knew his name, I knew his age, and I knew his destination. "I'm Billy Jack. I'm 14. I'm going to see my daddy." I started to tell him my name, but he spoke first. "I need someone to look after me," he said. "I get confused a lot." He told me about the special school he attended and the medication that he took. "Can you remind me to take my pill in a few moments? Sometimes I get confused." Before we buckled up, he grabbed the airline attendant gently and said, "Don't forget to look after me. Sometimes I get confused." Once we were airborne, Billy Jack ordered a soft drink and then proceeded to dip his pretzels in it. And he kept glancing at me as I was drinking my drink and asked me, could he drink what I didn't finish? He spilled some of his drink and then apologized. "Oh, don't worry about it," I said, and wiped it up. Billy Jack then showed me his tape player and asked me if I wanted to listen to some of his tapes. "I brought my favorite tapes," he said. And he handed me the soundtracks from The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and The Lion King. When he started playing with his Nintendo Game Boy, I tried to doze off. But then he began making noises with his mouth, imitating a trumpet. "I can sound like the ocean, too," he said, swishing spit back and forth in his mouth. It didn't sound much like the ocean, but I didn't say anything. Billy Jack was a little boy in a big body. "Can clouds hit the ground?" he asked. I started to answer, but then he looked out the window as if he didn't even ask the question. Unashamed of his needs, he didn't let a flight attendant pass by without the reminder, "Don't forget to look after me." I can honestly say I can't think of one time he didn't remind the flight crew that he needed some attention. The rest of us didn't ask for help. We were grown-ups, sophisticated, self-reliant, seasoned travelers. Most of us didn't even listen, now confess, most of us didn't even listen to the emergency landing instructions. But Billy Jack did. And twice he asked me to explain them to him. You see, Billy Jack would have understood the idea of God's grace. He knew what it was like to put himself totally in the care of someone stronger than himself. How about you? Many people, young and old, don't like the idea of counting on someone else to take care of them. Many people see this as a sign of weakness. But this is not true. This is absolutely not true regarding our relationship with God. Relying on God's grace makes us strong. This is what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12. Listen to his words. When I am weak, depending on God, then I am really strong. In our sermon text from Romans chapter 8, St. Paul says these words. Listen again to the words of the text. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things that we need? Here St. Paul reminds us of three truths. Count them off with me. Truth number one, God is for you. He is on your side. Listen to the first truth again. God is for you. He's on your side. As this new year comes along the horizon and you see many challenges you face, don't believe the lie of the devil that says it all depends on you. You got to depend on yourself. No one else will stand with you. The scripture has told us the first truth in Romans 8, God is for you. He's on your side. He's in your corner. Second truth, the ultimate proof of this is seen at the cross, where Jesus was not spared, but he was delivered to death to pay for your sins, to die your death, to rise from the grave to give you eternal victory in heaven. He did it for you. And thirdly, Jesus' resurrection victory in the past is his assurance to you in the present that he has all power to care for what the text says, your all things, that is, everything you really need in this life and the life to come. You can depend on him. You can place yourself in his care. You can depend on him. He is pleased to have you depend on him. That's what the Bible means by the word grace. And that's why I think Billy Jack would have understood the idea of God's grace. It occurred to me that Billy Jack was the safest person on that flight. Had the plane encountered trouble, he would have received help before anybody else. The attendants would have gone by everybody else and would have gone right by me, and it would have gone to Billy Jack. Why? Because he placed himself in the care of someone stronger. Have you? One thing's for sure. You cannot save yourself. Sin is too strong. And you are too weak. And I am too weak. But God has sent his Son to carry you home. Are you firmly in the grip of God's grace? I pray that you are. I especially pray as 2008 comes in just a few hours that you are. I earnestly pray that you are firmly in the grip of God's grace. Come and see me if you want to talk about such things and find out how you can find yourself even more firmly in the grip of God's grace. One last thought. Back to Billy Jack. Billy Jack spent the final hour of the flight with his head on my shoulder and his hands folded between his knees, just when I thought he was asleep and I was going to be able to have a moment's rest. His head popped up and he said, "My daddy is going to meet me at the airport. I can't wait to see him. I know that he loves me because he looks after me." St. Paul would have liked Billy Jack. St. Paul put it this way: if God is for us, who can be against us? My dear friends, you can rest secure in the strong arms of your Father in heaven. Why? Because he looks after you. In Jesus' name, blessed 2008. Amen.